Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and today I'm going to be talking about the end of rehab, or maybe the end of rehab. I'm not sure, but we'll talk about it. Rehab has been a really interesting process because I think in the beginning, like, all you really want to do is to get out of rehab because it's so boring and it's so repetitive and it's not rewarding at all, like running is or whatever training you're doing is. And it's kind of mind numbing, and you just have to, the amount of energy that it takes to sort of like get yourself to do stuff. It's pretty incredible. And sort of at the time, it reminded me of what it was like when I started running in the first place, how hard that was to motivate myself to get out the door, and rehab was like that. And it was also such a long process and far longer than what I anticipated. So I originally looked at treatment last year after the Melbourne Marathon. So it's like basically a year ago, and initially I went to the physio, and although it slightly improved, really over a period of 4 to 6 weeks, it just wasn't getting, the improvement wasn't enough to make me feel like what we were doing was working. So I then went to the osteopath to check out structural things to do with my scoliosis, and so that would have been probably around December. And after having done some initial adjustments with the osteo, I was then referred to an exercise physiologist who I've been seeing since February. And in the beginning, my focus was 100% just like, how do we fix it so I can get back to what I was doing before? And that focus shifted over time as I started to work on all of the strength things, and as I started to sort of like incorporate some of the new knowledge and also just take on some of the mindset lessons that I learned from being in therapy, which was much more about the process. And, you know, like, if we find a weakness here, that is actually the best thing that could possibly happen, because that's something that we can work on and make better, and it's only going to improve the running. So I got out of thinking of it as this thing with this endpoint to this sort of like just constantly evolving process over time. And so even fairly recently, when people ask me, are you ever going to be finished with rehab? I was like, well, no, because there's always something to work on. And so when I went to rehab after the Lismore half marathon, which was really, had worked out really well just in terms of how my body was doing. I didn't have pain during, other than, you know, like muscles working that were hurting, but, you know, no injury type pain. And I didn't have any kind of injury type pain afterwards, which is also quite a big deal for something where I pushed relatively hard. And so about a week after that, I went to my exercise physiology appointment, and they kind of said, well, we've done everything that we wanted to do. You are where you wanted to be. We're kind of done. And like most things that have happened in the rehab process, it kind of took me a bit by surprise, because in my mind, I hadn't really conceived of ever being done, because there is always more things to work on. And I'd probably gotten into a bit of a safety net with it as well. So that definitely came into play. And I think it just, those sorts of things, like, you often in rehab have really weird emotional responses to things at kind of strange times. So like when I was given the go ahead to like, cool, like, we're now at a point where you can run now and I want you to run, I was the one who was dragging my feet and saying, no, I don't want to run. And I had a very emotional reaction to that. And part of that was like fear of not being ready, fear of setting myself back. But the other part was, probably the bigger fear was that I would start up again, and then in a couple of months I would end up with the same injury and have to start over. And I'd kind of just gotten into this good position of being okay with the training that I was doing, you know, like with the swimming and with the biking and, you know, all of the things that I was doing, like the deep water running. And, but to sort of like go back to running and then potentially have it taken away again if things went pear-shaped, I was in quite, I was in a very fine balance and I didn't want to disrupt the balance. But I just, in that moment, I had a conversation with my physiologist, and this is what's happening. And he's like, well, we're here and we can't progress your rehab until you run. So you just got to run, and you have to trust that your body is going to be able to handle it. And really, I had a similar reaction to being told you're kind of done with rehab. I was like, okay, well, I'm still going to make an appointment in 4 weeks, you know, just in case something pops up, because it has become a bit of a safety net, and it's kind of created boundaries around my running in terms of what I can do, what I can't do. There are certain things that I have to do for rehab, so that kind of structures how my training in is it through the week. And so it's kind of also, in some ways, some of the decision making has been taken out of my hands, so I haven't really had to think about it. So getting back to where, you know, I'm kind of not limited in what I can do is great, but it's also really, really scary. And the other huge challenge is accountability, because over the past, I guess, whatever it is, like 9-10 months, the only way I've motivated myself to do rehab is knowing that in a week or 2 weeks or whatever the appointment schedule was, I was going to have to show up and I was going to have to demonstrate that I had actually done the work that I was assigned. And so on, you know, an afternoon where I'm really tired and, you know, got stuff to do with the kids and all of that sort of stuff is going on, I'm like, well, I got to do this because I got to show up to rehab and there's no point going unless I do it. So I just got to do it. And without having that there, it is going to be a whole lot harder to demand of myself that I do that rehab. And I'm not 100% sure that I'm there yet. And objectively, you can know that your body is kind of where it needs to be. So at the moment, my osteo appointments are now between every 4 to 6 weeks, and my feet are holding their integrity. The adjustments are less. I'm sort of, essentially my body is managing to maintain itself without too much adjustment now. And in terms of the rehab strength stuff, I know that I've hit all of the things that I'm supposed to have hit in terms of demonstrating that my body has the strength on both sides to be able to run, in terms of, you know, like hamstrings and calves and all of those sort of things that were set as goals of, you know, being able to do 2 sets of 32, and, you know, and even with the sort of the running rehab, with sort of like hitting pacing targets for 600s and 200s, well, 200s less so. But 600s, yes, and the 200s do keep coming down, so it's still improving. And so even though all of those things are kind of in place and they're all indications that I am where I need to be, there's still a lot of discomfort about sort of leaving that safety zone and taking full responsibility for everything that I need to do going forward. And some of that is just taking all of the work that I've done and integrating it into a weekly schedule for myself and taking responsibility for that and being okay with motivating myself and making sure that I stay strong in that area and don't kind of go, oh, well, I'll go and do this run, but I won't do these 5 million hamstring raises. I think the other part is also trusting the work that I've done up until this point and allowing myself to push my body without fearing like it's going to break in some way, and not holding back in that department, which is a hard thing sometimes to wrap your head around, because essentially for the last year I've been pushing it to find like where the breaking point is so we can fix that breaking point. So to not no longer be in that process or being able to trust that that part of the process is finished is a challenge. But I think the bigger part is that it's such a huge portion of my life, really. Like I never envisaged spending a year on it. And, you know, I think that when you're in it, you can't sort of like look too far back or too far ahead, because you just got to stay where you are and stay in your lane and just go, I can't think about next week or next month. All I've got is like right here and right now, I've got to do this thing. And so to sort of like come out of that and suddenly be looking at things that I might potentially want to do next year is kind of quite jarring. And I think that there's probably also just this, you know, like sometimes after races or big events, you get this kind of, you get the come down afterwards where, you know, it's sort of like a bit of a post-event, you know, depression or whatever. And I think that some of that has sort of kicked in with this, in that it's been an integral part of my day-to-day for the last year. And I think it's sort of natural to feel kind of lost with it coming to an end, and also not even know how to look that far into the future, because I've literally trained myself for a year not to do that. And, you know, that's sort of like what you have to do to get through it. But then you have to sort of acknowledge that this is a huge thing that I've done, and that it's just going to take time to kind of arrive at a new normal with everything. So rehab is never done, but this stage of this intense focused rehab is finished. And although objectively I see that, emotionally I don't think that it's sunk in yet. I think there's still going to take some time before I feel like everything is whole, and I'm not like putting my foot down in the morning and waiting to see if I get that pain up through my heel when I take the first step, or, you know, like after a big run, just like waiting to see what happens, you know, like just in. I think it'll take time to get out of that sort of like anxiety response to feedback that my body gives me. But I guess the other side of the coin too is that in some ways it's the year was, I was able to prove a lot of things to myself in that year. I remember being, I don't know, it was probably quite in the early stages of rehab, and I had someone suggest to me that maybe it would be just easier to just not run. And for someone else, I can see from the outside why it would look like that, because it was a shit ton of rehab. And it was, you know, me doing probably about 2 hours of stuff every day, and there were like appointments, and, you know, like having all of that treatment was expensive, and, you know, the amount of time investment and money investment to get me back to the point of being able to run pain-free again was a lot. And for somebody who doesn't love running, it would seem like too much work, too much time, you know, such a huge amount that you have to invest into it, when, you know, for someone else, you know, running is probably not that different from, you know, being on a bike or on a rower or whatever else it is that people like to do for their exercise, or, you know, like kayaking or hiking or anything else. And so it could possibly be an option for other people, but I have a whole year where I have continue to demonstrate to myself how important it actually is to me. And that's sort of something that I'm then able to rely on in tough workouts, in tough weeks, you know, in periods of self-doubt where I can say, well, you were willing to do all of this stuff that you ate for an entire year and this is 30 seconds. So I think that there's a lot of stuff that I've taken away from it. And probably the biggest thing is like when I started and by necessity I was doing biking and swimming and people suggested triathlon to me, which is not something that I see myself doing, mainly because like my biking is all indoors. So, and if I lived somewhere else and it had been a little bit easier, I might have considered biking outside, but where I am, I would have had to have driven the bike to somewhere else where there are paths, because it's been so long since I've been outside on a bike, and it was just an extra barrier that I didn't need. So I did all of my biking indoors, and it's just like a whole lot of equipment that I don't need to deal with, like with, you know, like tire punctures and, you know, like dealing with cars on the road and, you know, like I have enough issues like just running on the road, let alone dealing with cars and bikes and all that sort of stuff. So triathlon wasn't something that really appealed to me. And to be honest, I didn't really see myself as carrying on any of the things that I did for rehab after rehab was done. I was biking because it was, wasn't aggravating anything and it was easy to do in my garage and I could maintain a level of fitness and, you know, gave me something to do and all of that sort of stuff. And swimming, I was pretty awful at from the beginning. I mean, I used to swim once, did the sort of surf life-saving stuff that you do in school. And because I lived in Sydney when I finished school, there was like an ocean pool nearby. So I used to go down there and swim laps for half an hour or whatever. I didn't even think about it. But it had been, and I'd certainly, you know, been in the water plenty, but not like swimming, like not proper swimming, just, you know, sort of mucking around with the kids or whatever. And so it was deeply shocking how much I sucked at swimming. So in the beginning, like the breathing was so hard and, you know, like I could only go for like 10 meters without, you know, feeling like I was suffocating or drowning or something. And so I never thought that it would be something that I would actually enjoy, but there was something that appealed to me about it because it was really challenging and it was definitely something that I was not skilled at, but it was probably more rewarding in terms of how running was rewarding in that I could see that I was improving over time, much more so than the bike where, you know, like you could go faster or go harder, go a bit further, but, you know, like I'm inside, so I'm not dealing with any kind of like terrain or, you know, hills or anything like that. So it's just a bit different. Whereas it was easier to see the improvement with swimming. And I essentially just did with swimming what I do with Learn to Run and just sort of approached it like that with just, you know, like starting with intervals and just extending it and, you know, just keeping the focus on the process and trusting that with enough practice the breathing would improve, which it did, and, you know, doing a little bit of research about, you know, like sort of what some of the strategies for breathing with swimming were and all that sort of stuff. But I never really saw myself swimming once I was able to run. And that is something that I'm actually really pleased that I've held on to from the rehab process. There was a period of time over winter where it was, the pools were closed and the idea of hopping in the freezing bay were less than enticing, so I didn't swim. But I've been getting back into it now that it's starting to warm up, and it is something that I will keep. And I'm still an extraordinarily slow swimmer. I don't really feel like the technique is where it could be. I don't really feel like the kicking is happening. I feel like I'm kind of dragging dead weight. But it's the kind of thing that I know that if I keep doing it, it will keep improving, and it is something that I actually enjoy. So there are the little things about the process that, you know, that will occasionally pop up and surprise me now, where if I'd sort of like looked forward 12 months ago, I would not have seen that as an outcome at all. And I think that the other thing that I've got out of it, which is not to do with the actual stuff I was doing, like swimming or biking or deep water running, is just that it can be easy not to realise how isolating rehab or injury is. And I definitely got that insight from it, how deeply lonely it is, which sounds melodramatic, but it just is, you know, like when you are sort of like, it's not like your support community goes away, but it's just different. And a lot of the stuff that you have to do on your own. You know, so you're swimming on your own, you're biking on your own. And yeah, like most of my running is, generally speaking, I don't run with people just because of time or whatever. So I just do most of my running on my own. But I think that that's a bit different because I do it on my own, but then, you know, a lot of people talk to me about it afterwards. So it feels less alone than those sort of rehab activities. And so I think that I've gotten just a lot more insight into what that is like and what those sorts of struggles are in terms of, you know, like you have your community, but you're kind of isolated from the community and, you know, like all of that sort of stuff that happens when you are forced to take a path that you didn't choose. Thank you for listening. In about a week, the new October Learn to Run starts. So you can still have an opportunity to register for that. It starts on the 15th. Of October. Any questions at all, just let me know and I'll try to give you as much information as possible so you can make a decision about if you think it's going to be right for you or not. And other than that, I will be down at the Melbourne Marathon Festival, so if you see the Operation Move team, come and say hi and I will hopefully have managed to sequester enough time in the school holidays to have another chat to you next week. Bye.